Someone Not Really Her Mother by Harriet Scott Chessman. Read by Myra Platt. Disc 1.
How then, she had asked herself, did one know one thing or another thing about people, sealed as they were? Only like a bee, drawn by some sweetness or sharpness in the air, intangible to touch or taste. One haunted the dome-shaped hive, ranged the wastes of the air over the countries of the world alone, and then haunted the hives with their murmurs and their stirrings, the hives which were people. Virginia Woolf to the Lighthouse. Hermione, tell me, mine own, where hast thou been preserved? Where lived? How found thy father's court? William Shakespeare, The Winter's Tale, Act 5, Scene 3. Once something. Morning here is not like any mornings Hannah Pearl has ever known. First, the young woman with hair the color of honey comes in. Her hair spills out of the barrette. She's wearing a blue uniform. "Oopsie daisy, Hannah," she says, raising Hannah's bed. "Here's your glasses." She opens them up and puts them on Hannah's nose. "And here's your medicine." On the young woman's uniform is a small something with Roxy on it. Of course, she is Roxy. Hannah swallows her pills.